small but growing firm in Seattle. 6 months ago, I thought I had everything figured out. Great career, amazing friends, and I was engaged to Erica, a marketing executive I'd been dating for 2 years. That was before everything fell apart. Our engagement party was at Cameron and Jess's waterfront house. They were the ones who introduced us at their New Year's party back in 2022, so it felt right celebrating there. To Wilder and Erica, may your foundation be as solid as the buildings he designs. Cameron raised his glass, his arm around his wife Jess, both beaming at us. The party was perfect. Fairy lights strung across the deck, champagne flowing, and Erica looking stunning in her blue dress. I remember watching her laugh with our friends, thinking how lucky I was. You two are disgustingly perfect together, Maya, my older sister said, nudging me with her elbow as we stood by the railing watching the sunset. You think so? I asked, unable to keep the smile off my face. Maya took a sip of her champagne, her expression shifting slightly. Sure, though I've noticed Erica gets pretty friendly with her coworkers at agency events. What's that supposed to mean? Nothing, just keep your eyes open, little brother, that's all I'm saying. I brushed off Maya's comments. She'd always been protective since our parents died, and she'd never fully warmed to Erica. 2 weeks after the party, things started to change. Erica became distant, constantly checking her phone, smiling at texts that weren't from me. Work stuff, she'd say when I asked. Big campaign coming up. One night, I was cooking dinner when she came home late from work again. We need to talk, she said, not even bothering to kiss me hello like she usually did. I turned off the stove, stomach already knotting. What's up? I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I think I need some space. Space? What does that mean? The wooden spoon was still in my hand, sauce dripping onto the floor. A break, just for a little while. Erica wouldn't meet my eyes. I need to clear my head before the wedding. It's such a big step. We've been planning for months. The venue is booked. What's really going on? She sighed, finally looking at me. I ran into Derek last week. Derek, her ex from before we met, the one she claimed was ancient history. And? My voice sounded strange to my own ears. And nothing. But it made me realize I might have some unresolved feelings I need to sort through. It wouldn't be fair to you to ignore that. I felt like I'd been punched. Are you saying you want a break from our engagement so you can explore things with your ex? It's not like that. I just need clarity. It's about me, not you or him. But it was about him. I could see it in her eyes. How long? I asked. A month maybe? I don't know. I just need to be sure. Like an idiot. I nodded. If that's what you need. She hugged me, relief washing over her face. Thank you for understanding. I knew you would. This doesn't change anything between us. I just need to be certain before we get married. That night, she packed a small bag, claiming she'd stay with her friend Alicia. I lay awake listening to her move around our apartment, wondering how everything had fallen apart so quickly. I love you, she said before leaving. This is just temporary. I didn't know then that temporary meant until Derek either committed to her or turned her down. I didn't know I was her backup plan. 3 days after Erica left, I was a wreck. I couldn't focus at work, couldn't sleep, kept checking my phone for messages that rarely came. When Cameron called to check in, I almost didn't answer. Hey man, Jess and I haven't heard from you. Everything okay? Erica asked for a break, said she needed space to think. A pause on the line, too long. That's rough. Want to grab a beer? An hour later, we were at our usual spot, a dive bar with decent craft brews. She mentioned why she needed this break? Cameron asked, picking at the label on his bottle. Said she ran into her ex, Derek, made her confused about her feelings. Cameron's face changed. He set his beer down, looking uncomfortable. What? You know something. Look, I wasn't going to say anything, but I saw them together at Marcello's. My stomach dropped. Marcello's was a high-end Italian place, romantic, with private booths. When? Last Tuesday, week before she asked for this break. They weren't just talking, man. She was all over him, hand on his arm, laughing at everything he said. They were sharing dessert. I felt sick. Why didn't you tell me? Honestly, I thought maybe it was innocent. Didn't want to create drama if nothing was happening. The next morning, hungover and angry, I called Maya. About time, she said when I told her what Cameron saw. I've been waiting for you to wake up and smell the cheating. We don't know she's cheating, not technically. We're on a break. A break she manipulated you into so she could test drive her ex without being the bad guy. Classic Erica move. Come over, Maya said. Bring your laptop. At her place, Maya pulled up a chair next to me. You guys share cloud storage, right? For wedding planning? We did. I logged in. not expecting much. Check her auto-sync text backups, Maya suggested. Most people forget about those. And there they were, hundreds of messages between Erica and Derek going back 3 months, well before she asked for our break. Miss you. Things are complicated right now. What about your fiancé? Wilder's sweet, but we want different things. I never got over you. My hands were shaking as I scrolled. The messages got worse. Plans for their restaurant date. Erica telling him she was going to ask me for a break. Derek unsure if he was ready to jump back into a relationship with her. I'm not breaking off my engagement just to be a rebound. I need to know we have a real shot. Then keep the architect on the hook while we figure us out. Smart. It's not like that. I care about Wilder. If things don't work with us, I want that option. I closed the laptop, couldn't read anymore. I'm her backup plan, I said, voice hollow. Her safety net, in case Golden Boy Derek doesn't come through. My phone buzzed, a text from Erica. Miss you, can we talk soon? This break is giving me a lot to think about. I showed Maya the message, she laughed bitterly. Translation, Derek's getting cold feet, so she's warming up her backup. I stared at the message, rage building inside me, but also determination. I'm not confronting her, not yet. I took a deep breath. I want to know exactly what she's been saying to everyone before I make my next move. Maya smiled, a dangerous glint in her eye. Now you're thinking, let's get to work. The next evening, Maya hosted a strategy session at her apartment. She'd ordered pizza and had a whiteboard set up in her living room like we were planning a heist. Cameron and Jess are coming too, Maya said. We need all hands on deck for Operation Dump the Cheater. The doorbell rang. Cameron walked in with Jess right behind him, carrying a bottle of tequila. Figured we might need something stronger than beer, Jess said, giving me a tight hug. Once we were all settled, Maya stood by her whiteboard. All right, team, here's what we know. Erica has been communicating with Derek for months behind Wilder's back. She engineered this break to test drive getting back with her ex while keeping my brother as a safety net. The question is, what's our play? Cameron asked. I want to gather more evidence before confronting her, I said. I need to understand exactly what's been happening. Smart move, Jess nodded. Actually, there's something you should know. Erica's been spreading stories. My stomach dropped. What kind of stories? She told Alicia and Megan that you've been controlling and jealous, said you check her phone and freak out when she goes out with friends. That's complete BS, Maya slammed her beer down. Wilder is the least controlling person I know. I figured it was lies, Jess continued. But she's been working overtime, gaining sympathy from the friend group, painting herself as the victim who needed space from her possessive fiancé. My phone buzzed. Another text from Erica. This time apart has been good for me. I miss our talks. Coffee tomorrow? I showed the group. Reply like you have no clue, Maya suggested. Keep it casual, like you believe this is actually about her needing space. I typed, sure, the usual place at 11? She responded immediately. Perfect, can't wait to see you. That heart emoji is rich, Jess scoffed. Alicia told me Erica was at her place crying yesterday. Apparently things with Derek aren't going as planned. What's our endgame here? Cameron asked. What exactly do you want, Wilder? I thought about it. I want everyone to know the truth. I want Erica to face consequences for her lies. And I want out with my dignity intact. Maya wrote on her whiteboard, evidence, exposure, exit. Let's gather everything, she said. Screenshots of the messages, dating times, and locations from her cloud calendar that match when Cameron saw them together. Jess, can you find out what Erica's been saying to others? Already on it. I've been taking notes in a group chat with Alicia and Megan. They don't know I'm Team Wilder. We spent the next 2 hours compiling evidence. Erica's lies unraveled easily. The late work meetings that happened at restaurants. The girls' night, when her location showed her at an address in Derek's neighborhood. 3 days later, after my coffee catch-up with Erica, where I pretended everything was fine, I got the text I'd been expecting. I've been doing a lot of soul-searching. This break helped me realize what's important. You're important, Wilder. I want to come home. I miss us. I showed Maya the message. Derek must have officially bailed. Perfect timing, Maya grinned. We have everything we need. Tomorrow night at the dinner party at Cameron and Jess's place, you can end this charade. You sure you're ready? Cameron asked. I nodded, feeling calmer than I had in weeks. More than ready. It's time Erica learned you don't get to treat people like backup plans. Cameron and Jess's dinner party was in full swing when Erica and I arrived together. She'd moved some things back into our apartment that morning, acting like the break had been a minor bump in our relationship.
Wilder! Erica! The happy couple is back together!
Megan squealed, rushing over to hug us both. Erica squeezed my hand, beaming. Sometimes you need a little space to realize what matters most. I smiled tightly, noticing Maya's eye roll from across the room. Cameron raised his glass. Since we're all here, let's toast to second chances. Actually, I said, I'd like to say something first. The room quieted. Erica looked at me adoringly, probably expecting some romantic reconciliation speech. 3 weeks ago, Erica asked for a break from our relationship. She said she needed space to clear her head. I pulled out my phone. What she actually needed was time to explore rekindling things with her ex, Derek. Erica's smile froze. Wilder, what are you doing? I connected my phone to Cameron's TV. Screenshots of Erica's messages with Derek appeared on screen. For the past 3 months, while planning our wedding, Erica has been pursuing her ex-boyfriend. That's private. Erica lunged for the remote, but Jess smoothly moved it out of reach. Alicia gasped. Erica, you said you needed the break because Wilder was controlling and jealous. She said what? I turned to Alicia. She told us you were checking her phone, getting angry when she went out with friends. I looked directly at Erica. I never once checked your phone. I trusted you completely. Erica's face flushed red. This is a massive invasion of privacy. Messages that show you've been lying to everyone, Maya cut in, including telling Derek to hang tight while you kept Wilder on the hook as your backup plan. The room fell silent. Erica looked around desperately for allies but found none. Why did you come back? I asked quietly. Did Derek reject you? It's not like that, Erica stammered. I realized I made a mistake. No, you realized Derek wasn't ready to commit, Jess interrupted. So you crawled back to your safety net. I reached into my pocket and pulled out the engagement ring. I think it's obvious, but to be clear, our engagement is off. You can't do this, Erica hissed. You're humiliating me in front of everyone. No, you did that yourself, Cameron said. I placed the ring on the table. We're done. Your things will be packed and ready for pickup tomorrow. Maya will be there since I won't be home. Erica grabbed her purse and stormed out, slamming the door behind her. I exhaled slowly, feeling a strange lightness. 6 months later, I was finishing a project at my firm when my phone buzzed with a text from an unsaved number. I miss you. I made a terrible mistake. Can we talk? I recognized Erica's number immediately. According to Jess, Erica's reputation had taken a serious hit. She'd lost friends, and after bad-mouthing her boss during a drunken rant, she'd been passed over for promotion. I stared at the message, surprised to feel nothing but mild pity. I typed a quick response. No thanks. I'm seeing someone who values honesty. I wish you well. I put my phone away and smiled at the framed photo on my desk. Me and my architecture team accepting an award for our latest project. Turns out losing someone who saw me as a backup plan was the best thing that could have happened to me. The story of Wilder and Erica has ended. What would you have done if you discovered your fiancé or partner was using you as a backup plan while secretly pursuing their ex? Would you have confronted them privately? Or do you think Wilder's public exposure was the right move? Share your thoughts in the comments below. If you enjoyed this revenge story of someone standing up for themselves and refusing to be anyone's second choice, hit that like button and subscribe for more stories that explore relationship betrayals and the strength it takes to walk away. New videos every day.